First, I just want to thank Emerge Maryland for convincing Barbara Mikulski to let us honor her tonight. So thank you for doing that. And thank you all for supporting Emerge Maryland. You all are incredible, and thank you for that support. Give yourselves a round of applause. This is going to be a fun evening. The story starts for me when I was a first-term member of the House of Delegates. And I heard about this social worker from East Baltimore who was going to take on City Hall and stop a highway. And she did. And I said, you know, this is a type of person who really could start a revolution. And then she decided to run for city council in East Baltimore against the machine, the strongest machine in Baltimore. This is a machine in which Mimi DiPietro was the senior member of the city council, who famously said, a woman's place is in the House. Senator Mikulski not only won that city council race, but within a very short period of time, Mimi DiPietro was supporting her agenda in the city council. I said, this person has talent, and I got to understand what she's doing. Of course, she also proved that Mimi DiPietro was correct because Barbara Mikulski was elected to the House and then the Senate. In the Senate, I got to really see her in action. And she was the leader of the revolution for women. She quoted Abigail Adams on the floor of the Senate. Abigail wrote a letter to John, her husband, at the Constitutional Convention and said, remember the women, lest they will foment a revolution of their own. Fast forward to 2008. We have a major battle on the floor of the United States Senate on the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Restoration Act. We lose by 3 votes on a cloture motion. We couldn't get 60 votes. Senator Mikulski took the floor. A message to the women of America. Put on your lipstick. Suit up. Square your shoulders. Get ready for a hell of a fight. She led that revolution, and a year later, General Mikulski led us to the enactment of the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Restoration Act. A very difficult year in the Senate of the United States. We're debating health care reform throughout the entire year. We have hearings, we have markups, we have fights. It comes December, and we got to get the bill done before Christmas. We're all waiting as the bill is going through the process, and an emergency meeting of the Democratic Caucus is called. Because we saw the bill that we were going to be voting on the floor, but it had to be scored by that dreaded Congressional Budget Office. We show up at the caucus. And our leader tells us that the Congressional Budget Office came in with a higher score than we anticipated. We're going to have to cut some of the benefits. But we got to get this bill done. We got to get done now. We need your support. Senator Mikulski said, well, what benefits are you going to cut? And the leader mumbled a little bit, as he does on occasion, and acknowledged that some of the women's preventive health care was on the chopping block. There was a quiet over the caucus as Senator Mikulski stood up. I'm not going to repeat her exact words, but I'm going to tell you this. She said, women have waited too long, and we're not going to wait any longer to get this preventive health care in this bill. You're going to change it. Before that caucus ended, and it was an amazing meeting, because we couldn't lose a single vote. We knew that any delay could be fatal to the passage of the bill. Before we left that caucus, Senator Mikulski had a plan. And the First Amendment that was offered on the floor of the United States Senate was the Mikulski Amendment that restored the full preventive health benefits for women. It got passed. The Affordable Care Act was passed. And lives were saved thanks to Senator Mikulski. Those skills that she honed in stopping a highway and getting elected to the city council, she used that in the United States Senate. Her name, Barbara A. Mikulski, her initials, BAM. That's how she is, people. It's absolutely accurate. Those who are motivated to join her staff and her cause are known as BAMers. And many are here tonight, and we thank you for what you've done. My wife Myrna and I, along with my daughter Deborah, along with our two grandchildren, Julia and Madeline, Saturday after the elections, we went to Washington for the March on Washington. We saw tens of thousands of people there. They weren't on Senator Mikulski's staff, but they were BAMers working to fight for women's equality, to fight for the values of this country, to fight for opportunity for all. They were fighting to strengthen and preserve the legacy that Barbara Mikulski has brought to this country. Her legacy will live on. She did it, and we now have BAMers all over the country working on behalf of these causes.